This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
There you go.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, right? To be part of the solution. Okay? Part of the solution, the way you do that is you become informed. They hate it when you become informed. Because once you become informed, once you become educated, they're done. You know way too much. They're done. And that's why I want you to do the best you can to get all the information together that you can so that you can fight back, you can push back. And you need to be able to push back. You really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I said it before, I'll say it again. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's made it easier for guys like us to keep making money on the Internet because, I'll tell you what, they clamped down on something fierce. We couldn't get our information out there, the stuff that we write. We couldn't get it out there. Right? Because the social media networks, it's like, no, not going to happen. We don't like you. We don't want you to have this available to you, to have this option. So anyhow, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're gonna do most of it, like I think in the third hour, really, where I want to talk to you about what's going on with the transgender block, the treatments, right? The hormone blockers, those kind of things. You need to know what's going on. You need to be in. This is why you need to be informed. It's not just a matter of we don't like it, and you know I'm a Christian, so therefore you shouldn't be doing that. That's not what we're going after here. This stuff is dangerous. We've been saying it for a long time. I've been saying it for a long time. I'm no genius. You guys who listen to me, you figure that out, I'm sure. I am no genius with this stuff. But the reality is that it doesn't take a genius, it doesn't take a medical doctor to figure out that if you're stopping the body from developing the way it should develop, the way it was made to develop by God and or nature's God, if you would, what makes you think it's going to fix itself? Right? It's just amazing. I love this too. Now, who says that these people aren't smart? They're geniuses. Right? They know exactly what they're doing. And right now, Biden was called out over a warning to big, I mean, just warning to Big Oil. And guess what's happening in the background? Can anybody figure this out? Because these guys, you know, they've got the inside word. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm reportedly exercised $1.6 million in stock options with an electric vehicle technology firm. She and President Biden keep urging action on climate change while Americans face, you know, $5 a gallon on unleaded gas. Now, Granholm reportedly sold her holdings in Burlingame, California-based Proterra. But the UK Daily Mail reported she recently exercised $1.6 million in stock options from the company. It came in the wake of Republicans' concerns from last year. An Energy Department spokesman told Politico that she acted in full accordance with the comprehensive ethical standards set by the Biden administration. They don't have any. She's completed her divestment well ahead of the time required by her ethics agreement. So as they're pushing this, and have been pushing this for almost a year, they're making money hand over fist. They're good at this, by the way. They know how to do this. Right? They really do. They're experts at this. Former Michigan Democrat governor famously said when journalists previously asked her about a plan to curb high energy prices, she bragged during a hearing that she was able to bypass all of the high-priced gas stations in her drive to Washington because she finally had acquired that electric car she was waiting for. And another allegation of the White House conflict of interest, the top Republican on the House Education and Labor Committee demanded an investigation into Biden's plan to forgive thousands of dollars per student in college debt loan. But the college loan debt, well, currently indebted staffers stand potentially to benefit from all this. Again, you look at who is benefiting from all of this. Ultimately, who gets the money? Who gets the reprieve from paying the college bill? I want you to reimburse Tammy. She busted her hump. She worked three jobs to get through school so she wouldn't have any bills when she got out. Right? Look, I've been telling you for a long time. Even the Dems, the mainstream Dems, are figuring it out. They don't care about you. They really don't. Don't care about you at all. And they're not going to do anything that's going to help you. Mark Hancock's going to join me. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. We're going to talk about, hey, Christian men, you need to step up. Stop cowering and step up. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Now listen, guys, this is my mantra. This is what I'm on all the time with you. To my Christian brothers and sisters who listen to the show, I know some of you get irritated with me when I do this, but here's the bottom line with it, is we're called to be leaders in our community. We're called to do the right thing in our community. We should be what is running the community. Men and women, who better than the men and women of God to be the people that are looked up to, right? The people that are running a community, if you would, with the love and the fear of God. It's amazing to me how many think that Christians aren't to be involved in politics or in government or anything along those lines. If you read your Bible, you'd find out that it's the furthest from the truth. You know, this is one of my favorite scriptures, Exodus 18:21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. That's your school board, your city council, your county supervisors, your state legislators. So God does call you to pull these people out, to I don't say weed out, but to grab people that love God, love His Word, to rule over you. And you will live peaceably. No heathen is going to go grab one of these people to run for office. He's just not going to do it. So you need to pay attention to what you're doing. You need to be up on your game. And then that way, then we all win. We'll all live right. Mark Hancock is the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. He's the author of the book, Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Gotta love that. Why are we sitting here until we die? We shouldn't be. We need to be up and about and moving around. And even if you don't walk well, they have these electric scooters. You can get around. You can get something done. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I appreciate it. Love a show that it joins. Coming off break to She's a Bad Mamma Jamma, and then within a minute you're quoting scripture. This is amazing. Really happy to be here.
Yeah. always, you know, I appreciate your line of thinking here, too. I think it's true. A couple things. One is when you say, why are we sitting here until we die? There are a lot of people that when they, quote, unquote, retire, even our brothers and sisters in Christ, they think they're done. That's it. It's over. They've done their time, so to speak. But you really haven't. It's a great time at that point where you can get up, you can reach out, you can make a difference in your communities, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, actually the title of that book comes out of 2 Kings chapter 7. An amazing story that sometimes we overlook. But the city of Samaria is under siege, and at the gates of the city sit these four lepers. And they're talking with each other like, hey, listen, you know, if we go inside the city, we're going to die, but if we head out there and turn ourselves over to the enemy, they're going to kill us too. So we might as well turn ourselves over to the enemy. Why are we sitting here until we die? And that forms the basis for the whole book. It talks about, you know, where we are as a people, and even in your introduction here, where a lot of times we're just kind of sitting here, whether it's in a church pew or in our office or whatever. When the end of the story from these lepers, they went out to that camp, and at the moment that they asked that question and they stood up to go out to the camp, God moved over that enemy camp with a sound, and they abandoned the camp, and these lepers show up, and there's all the gold and the silver and the food and the animals and everything that's needed to set the city free. So sometimes all we need to do is ask ourselves the question, what am I just sitting here? It's time for me to head out and understand that if I pursue the things of God, He will cause a sound, whatever He's going to do, He is going to deliver that treasure to me so that I can set others free. And so it's a challenge, particularly men, to step out and follow after the call of God, to understand that we're not just supposed to be sitting here, but there is a treasure to be found and delivered to the inhabitants of the city who are starving. And we're the ones to do that under the leading of our Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit.
Yep. You know, you say the growing need for godly men to model biblical masculinity. We're sure we're not talking about toxic masculinity, right? So, but
right. No.
You've been declaring for many years. I know you're new to the show, but I've been screaming the same thing for years myself, that we need more male mentors in our culture. We need our males to step up and mentor our young boys to be men, to be real men, not the men that you saw in the 70s and of today. Real men of God. Why do you think that we're, for the most part, we're not doing it? Why do you think it is?
No, we're not. And it's been a generation march towards discounting men. And, you know, it started back when we began to see men being made fun of on sitcoms and things like that. And just over time, it's like we painted all of men with this broad masculinity, toxic masculinity brush, when certainly there's bad men, but most men are good men, and they want to be inspired. And, you know, Joe, when you look at our history, you know, when we talk about the greatest generation, these guys went out and fought in World War II. They had a mission. They had something to do. They gave their lives for what it is that they believed in. And then when they came back, they went to work, and they gave their lives there, too. But the bullets there were high blood pressure and stress and heart attacks and strokes, because they worked because they wanted to make something better for families. But in culture today, we've gotten away from that, and men don't have that sort of identity anymore, where they're the ones who go out and do these big things full of purpose in order to serve the generation. So men kind of lost their way. But through Trail Off USA, we're restoring that place of a man, because they get an opportunity to lead young men, the next generation. We still have in our memory what it is, what biblical masculinity looks like. Boys that are being raised today don't have a lot of exposure to biblical masculinity. In fact, not even men leaders. You know, one in four boys is now in a home without a dad. 78% of public school teachers are female. So boys are seeing women leading, and they're doing a great job. Single moms are doing a great job. But boys have great examples of women leading and very few examples of men. And so men need to take that position again, understand, you know, I'm not shaming men. I tell men all the time, so I'm not shaming you. I'm reminding you of who you are. You know, the design of God is on the inside of you to be the guy that leads a generation, that makes a difference in a boy's life. You know, you can't grow godly men without godly men. Boys need godly men in order to have someone to look up to. And so we're creating opportunities through Trail Off USA, 40,000 members in all 50 states, over 900 churches have Trail Off USA troops. And we're creating these opportunities for men once again to lead in the way that boys need to see men leading. And we're using the outdoors to turn these boys into godly men. And it's powerful stuff.
No, you're kind of preaching to the choir here. I totally agree with you. I think that we need to step up. We need to do what we were called to do. And I know some people are sitting there like Jews of old waiting for the Messiah to show up. We have to stop that. We've got our marching orders. They're in the book. Maybe we need to read the book. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Double team your host. I'm supposed to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out the chat room, joemessina.com and joemessina.com. And I so much appreciate you guys being involved, being engaged, and getting informed. I've got Mark Hancock on the line with me. He's Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. Mark, before we get into some more questions, because this always happens to me, tell us about Trail Life, what they do, and how my listeners can help you.
I'd love to. Trail Life USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and venture organization. We're in all 50 states, as I said, 40,000 members, over 900 churches, 15,000 volunteers at our organization. We've been around about 8 years, and we are started as it appeared that the Boy Scouts were going to be abandoning their traditional biblical values, and, of course, they've gone full bore into doing that. They're totally woke, and we knew that churches that were chartering Boy Scout troops would have legal issues and, of course, moral issues and being aligned with that organization. So we started then out of that, and we've just grown tremendously. It's what you would expect outdoor organization, troops and patrols and, you know, awards program and handbooks and uniforms. But we have Christian worldview in every trail badge, and we're unapologetically Christian. We're not just an outdoor organization that's having a Christian experience. We are at our core a Christian ministry that knows that the best way to turn boys into godly men is to put them around godly men and give them the opportunity in an environment like the outdoors to excel. So we're going really quickly, and a lot of families are discovering Trail Life.
Well, no, and it's good. I mean, these boys. Young boys do need, I don't know if you're probably aware of this, but one of the things we deal with at the school board level is that for probably the last two decades almost, boys have been left behind for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The girls were doing, you know, they left the girls behind for so long that they actually started focusing on them. The boys have been kind of left to flounder and play their video games and what have you. And you can see the effect on them in the schools. I'm sure you're well aware of that, correct?
Yeah, I mean, boys fall behind in every single academic category, they're twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to have ADHD. The only thing that they're excelling in right now is the fastest growing suicide demographic is boys from 10 to 14 years old. There's now more girls going to college than boys, more bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, doctoral degrees being given to girls than boys. You're right. A number of years ago, we decided we need to help the girls get caught up in science, technology, and engineering and math, and we focused on them. But we didn't pay attention to the fact that boys were lagging in language and social skills. And we didn't increase our emphasis on boys. We just focused on girls, which girls needed. And I'd love that they've responded to that. But unfortunately, they've done it at a cost of boys. So our classrooms are designed for girls. Sit still, be quiet, pay attention. And boys just do not excel in that environment. There are biological, psychological, developmental differences between boys and girls. I was a mental health counselor, marriage and family therapist. So I'm familiar with stuff. Boys and girls are different. And I hope I can say that on a California station, but boys and girls are different. And it's just the science. And I mean, in the womb, a baby boy will behave differently to stimuli than compared to a baby girl. So it's not a social construct. We don't turn them into something. They are different from the beginning in their very DNA. And we've neglected that. And you know, we say four things. We say boys they're unguided because they don't have men who are leading them. They're ungrounded because they don't have absolute truths. They're unappreciated because we think they're just deficient girls. And they're uninspired because we've taken risk and competition away from them. And so that one that you're mentioning about them being unappreciated, we don't recognize that they learn differently than girls. They develop more slowly. We try to get boys to read at an age when their brains are just not ready for it. So in school, that experience of, hey, this is a place I don't fit, it sticks with them. That environment, they start out behind, and we're just yelling at them, you know, why can't you read like Susie does? Well, you know, my brain's not developed like Susie is, so give me a break. But we don't. We continue to push them and punish them and label them, and so we stick them in this academic environment. You know, we don't keep score in soccer games and things like that because we'll hurt somebody's feelings. But I'll tell you what, at school, they're keeping score in the grades, and that's where the girls excel. So in the boys' life, the only place they're keeping scores is where they're behind. You know, let's keep score where boys are leading somewhere and give them an opportunity to develop a sense of what it means to be a winning and a focused man.
You know, I'm looking at some of the numbers that you put out here. According to the 2020 U.S. Census Bureau, 80% of single-parent families are headed by single mothers. One out of four children are living without any type of father figure. And I'm glad you say it that way because we hear a lot that there's no fathers at home. There's no fathers involved, period. They're not just not at home. Yeah. They're not involved in the child's lives. And what does that say? And I don't know where this is going to go, but what does that say about Christian fathers? What does that say about the Christian community as a whole?
You know, it's really shocking, but you got to remember, we got to remind men of who they are. They're strong, they're capable, we can do this. But those kids, it's boy in a home without a dad, he goes to a school and has a female teacher. Maybe he gets to Sunday school on Sunday and there's a woman leading there too. And so everywhere he goes, he sees these wonderful examples of women in leadership. But in the church, there's just the one guy up in the pulpit at the front. He's the one guy. It frustrates me because I'll speak at a lot of men's conferences, and men's will be so inspired that they're ready like to go take on the world. And they go to the pastors and they say, Pastor, here I am. I'm ready to serve Jesus, do big things for God. And he hands them an orange vest and says, yeah, well, help us park the cars. You know, we're not providing opportunities for men to really lead. And that's why trail life is so important, because here men are bonding with men. They're going in the outdoors, not crazy stuff. You know, they don't have to have a ton of outdoor skills. There's guys in there who carry that piece. But just the presence of men in a male-centric environment in a weekend, those men and those boys. I remember coming home one weekend with my sons after a trail out weekend, and we had to hose off on the porch because when you come back, you can become dirty. My wife says, you know, when you come home, you're dirty and you're smelly, but you're taller. You're taller, she said to my two sons. You know, after a weekend like that, it strengthens their very backbone, their
spine, they get a sense of who it is that they are as a young man. And we just, there just are not a lot of places in our society today for boys to go and just be boys. They're constantly, you know, when the Boy Scouts allowed girls into the organization, you know, everybody cheered. But the most tragic thing I read is they interviewed a Boy Scout leader and they said, hey, how do you like having girls in your troop? And he said, I love having them in our troop. They're so much smarter and better behaved. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, well, he's right. You know, he's absolutely right. But, my gosh, there's a place. It's got the boy's name on the organization, and now he's being told there, why can't you sit still and why aren't you as smart as Susie? I mean, where do boys go to just be boys and find out that there's something special about being a boy? We just don't have it anymore.
Because I grew up in the streets of Boston, okay? I grew up there in the 70s, and I talk about that all the time today. I think the violence that we're seeing inside the schools, it's usually boy on boy. The violence that we see with the shooters and what have you, we'll get to this more after the break. But we're not allowing the boys to be boys, to blow off steam, to have those fights. You know, I'm not asking for violence here, but you know what I mean. Sometimes boys go at it when they're playing basketball or football. You let them blow it off for 2.5 minutes, and nobody shows up with a gun later on. It's done. These guys are eating lunch together or having a dirty peanut butter and jelly sandwich a half an hour later. So we're trying to put these boys in a pigeonhole and take their masculinity away, take their boyhood, if you would, away from them. We're allowing that to happen, though.
We are, and it's in more ways than we're aware. And when you start to look deep into these things, and you realize how many angles we're attacking that biblical masculinity of boy. You know, boys learn empathy. Girls have a natural empathy. You know, God made them that way, so they can naturally care. Boys have to develop empathy. Now, they develop that, believe it or not, by losing. So when we put them in a competition and they lose, then they learn what it feels like to be a loser, and it feels sad. And then when another boy loses, they feel sad for him. And when you see, and they begin to have feelings about other people and their feelings. Well, when we take out of their environment risk and competition, we don't want you to win because it's going to make somebody feel bad. No, they have to have that experience of losing and then trying harder and winning. And that's what develops empathy so that they don't show up and do these crazy things that they're doing. They understand that other people have feelings because they have feelings themselves.
You brought up that trophy. We got to go for a break, but you brought up that trophy thing earlier, and I always said, look, when they don't win, it's okay. You teach them how to come back at it again and again till they do win, try harder, work harder, and get better at what they do. Trouble Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's funny. We're talking about men stepping up. And that song always makes me think of the matador. Always makes me think of the fighter. Always makes me think of that guy that's going to step up and take on the bull. And you know, that's what you got to do today, especially. And I didn't use bull as a term, but think about it. Think about what we're up against on a daily basis. The things we have to push back on. The law. Do not be afraid to stand your ground. Do not be afraid, especially if you're a believer. There's no reason for you to back down from what you believe in. I'm tired of hearing some of our brothers and sisters say they're trying to win people over. They don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, Jesus hurt a whole bunch of people's feelings. I mean, unless you haven't read the same, they're reading a different Bible than I am. I don't know. But Mark Hancock joins me. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. Mark, so far it's been a pleasure having you on. I appreciate the time you're spending with me.
Well, I love being here. I think you and I care about the same thing. I can assure you that there are men all over the country who are understanding their place in rising up. Like I said, we have 15,000 volunteers across the country serving in Trail Life and getting boys in the outdoors and showing them what it means to be a godly man. So you're not alone out here, Joe. There's a bunch of folks who are standing with you.
There's a lot of people in California. A lot of us in California go, "Oh my God, where's the troops? Where are God's warriors? You know, come on." But it's funny. A lot of emphasis here. We got Father's Day right around the corner here, and there's a faction of people that would love to get rid of Father's Day because it's not inclusive enough. I'll put it that way. And it really needs to be, you know, you brought something up earlier that we kind of glossed over, which was, look at what the entertainment world has done to dads for the last 30 years, you know. You're idiots. You can't even tie your own shoelaces. You don't know how to cook your own breakfast. They're portrayed as bumbling idiots, and mom has to step in, even though she's got six kids, and save the day all the time. And I think that has had a real effect on our children. What do you think? What have you seen?
It absolutely has. I mean, the discounting of men over time. Now we're, you know, second, third generation since men have been the heroes, and it's just really tragic. So, you know, we're raising young men, boys now, who have, they don't have even in their memory a time. At least you and I are old enough to know. Okay, we know what masculinity looks like. You know, we've seen men do wonderful things and brave things and selfless things. These kids growing up today, they don't see that. You know, if their heroes are a sports star or a movie star, those guys aren't the best example. You know, when they get off the court or they get off the screen. And so boys have very few men to look up to. So what we're challenging men to do is say, hey, listen, you're the man. You're the one. You're the opportunity to win this space in this boy's heart and to show him what it looks like to live a brave life. You know, you can be a hero. I met a troop master of ours out in Texas, and he pointed out to me, we were in a gathering of about 75, 80 people, and he pointed out a young man. He said, see that boy over there? I said, yeah. He said, he doesn't have a dad. I said, wow. I said, yeah. So I've connected him with that man over there, and he makes sure that he has what he needs, and he has a ride, and he kind of keeps an eye on it. That's great. He said, see that boy over there? I said, yeah. He said, the same thing. And he said, that boy over there? I said, yeah. I said, who are you? He says, well, I'm a man who was, when I was 9 years old, my father died. And fortunately, I got involved in a boys' organization, and I was surrounded by godly men. And I promised myself at the time that I would do that for other boys when I grew up. So these men are heroes in those boys' lives. You know, there's someone who's there for them. You know, I believe, Joe, with all my heart, that any legitimate call to manhood must include a call to be either a father to a natural son or a father to boys who don't have a dad, to be that guy, to stand in that place as a dad-like and show those boys what it means to be a godly man. You can be the hero. I mean, you've got men have that in them. It's to be a hero. We're drawn to being heroes. And look at boys, you know, before it gets beat out of them, you know, they'll pick up a sword or a stick and they will take on the invisible dragon. You know, that's in us to be that hero, to save the damsel in distress. That's what we do. But we get so beat down, we allow ourselves to get so beat down, and we forget that's who we are. And men need to remind themselves of who they are and be a hero in a boy's life.
I don't want to get political on you, but, you know, for years they've been pushing boys to become, I don't want to say more feminine, but you know, you can't be so violent, and not everything is a gun, and you can't hold your finger like a gun. You give a kid, you give a little boy a Barbie doll, most of the time he rips the head off, and it's not because it's a girl, it's just it's what we do. We rip things apart. You know, that young man will make a great Marine someday, you know. But society has tried to take that away from them. And when you look at what's going on, I mean, men need to be that example. You know, one of the things we haven't touched on that I talk about in the show is you fathers have to understand that those boys that you're with, they're looking at how you're treating their mother, how they treat their wives, girlfriends, whatever, later on in life. It's going to depend on how you show them what to do, how to treat mom, how to respect women. We're called to respect women. We're called to respect our wives and treat them right.
Absolutely.
We need to be an example in every way, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, boyhood is not some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated. Right. You know, it's an opportunity for us to take that thing that's on the inside of them and to nurture it and to mature it so that those tendencies that they have to be rambunctious and active and physical encounter this environment where men teach them how to control that power rather than dismiss it or to press it down. You know, that's why when we press this power down in boys, we don't give them an opportunity to be strong. They're going to find a way to do it. It's not because they're defective. It's because we haven't done a good job of showing them how to control this power that they're built with. In our society, in our world, you need men who are strong. And so if we continue to discount that and we lose all these strong men, they're not going to be there when we need them. Or that strength is going to come out in a way that's not what we like. So we need to get back to where we recognize the strength that boys have, and they're different than girls. And when we help them to understand that strength and how to manage it responsibly so that in times of crisis or in times of need or when the damsel is in distress or when our country has a call, those men have that in them to do big things.
You know, I in the area that I'm in, one of our schools had a shooting back in 2019. And we were blessed. We have a large police community in my area, and they were all over it in seconds. But you don't need much more than a few seconds to create a problem. One of your numbers in here shows that an alarmingly high number, 82% of school shooters, either didn't grow up in a stable home with both biological parents or grew up without their parents together. And in this case, and when the Secret Service and the FBI and others came in to kind of debrief us, this is one of the major things they talked about. No dad at home, right? Mm-hmm. Or violence inside the home that dad is conducting, if you would. So this is such a big number. And some of these kids, those dads, not so much ran away, but they did in the sense that they're in jail, they're in prison, that kind of stuff. So those are the ones we need to look for, we need to help out, we need to reach out to, don't we?
Absolutely, and we need to remind ourselves as men that we're built for that, and we have it. If we have that tendency to go do something big, it isn't because we're toxic. It's because God created us to be the men and the leaders in that type of way. Women have great leadership skills also, but it's the men are built for these types of interactions that our society needs. And we just depress them and depress them and depress them. You know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, as a mental health counselor, I can say this. Women who are in depression, they generally need to understand that they are loved. And that's really helpful to draw them out of that. Men need to understand that they're powerful. And that draws them out of depression. So we try to treat men who are depressed like we treat women who are depressed. I just tell them that they're loved. That's good, and people need to feel and sense love. But men need to understand that they can have power over that depression. They can have power over this thing that's coming against them, or the challenge that they're facing, or the challenge at work, or the challenge at home. Where he can be empowered to say, I can do this. I can be powerful. I have what it takes to be an overcomer. And when we're constantly telling men that overcoming kind of strength is going to hurt somebody and that there's something wrong with them, they press that down and press that down, and we're missing out on the best that men have to give. And I think that costs all of society, women and children too, that the men aren't at their best.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark, and I think, again, when I get with the guys, I actually deal with a couple of groups here in my area, and it's always the same thing. It's like, look around, look at that kid that needs help. Make sure you're being the dad you need to be. Well, make sure you're being the man you need to be, the example you need to be for your kids. And I know we're talking about mostly boys here, but the boys are seeing how you're treating other people, how you're living out your life for God, how you're treating their sister, if you would. I've got two boys and two girls, and they took their cue from how I treated their mom and their sister. So it's okay to be this. It's not toxic masculinity to teach your kids how to be men. All right, quickly, tell people how to get more information about you.
TrailLifeUSA.com. If you go there, there's a Get Connected tab. I'll show you how to find a troop in your area. If you can't find one, I'll show you how to start one. Or if you're a volunteer, even if you don't have sons in the program, you can be involved with the Trail Life Troop and help raise up the next generation. TrailLifeUSA.com.
And if you guys get totally confused, just call me. I'll send you in the right direction. Mark, it's been a pleasure. God bless. Keep up the good work. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.